Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast, and I am your host, Courtney. So last time we talked about silence and the benefits of silence, and I have been actively practicing being silent. I've been working out, you know what I mean? Because it's sometimes it come across as you being mean, but I don't know. Or maybe that's how I'm internalizing it. It's probably not even coming across as that at all. but yeah, I've just been more quiet lately. I really don't have anybody to talk to, except y'all. You know, I talk to folks, but it's nothing, you know, too much. Partially because I'm too woke, and partially because I just feel like I'm battling so many things in my head that I really don't have the capacity to have, round the way chit chat that doesn't matter, if that makes sense. Like, I'm just not in that place at all, and it sucks, but that's where I'm at. I don't know if I told you guys, but I'm actually working on doing the thing. I want to take photographs at the event, and I'm focusing on building a backdrop for it. So I got that going on, and then I also am going to host a sipping shop. This is something that came to me because I originally wanted to host a flea market. I think I told you guys this. It's a lady named Maya Hatcher. She's based in Los Angeles, and she hosts Black Market Flea or Flea Market Black. I think it's called Flea Market Black. But anyway, it's just so inspirational to me because it's something that I want to do. And the thing about it, like, when you see someone doing something you want to do, it's kind of hard because you almost want to follow, or you want them to give you the steps that they did to do a thing. And so, of course, I did research, stuff like that. And, you know, it's still like, at the end of the day, you got to do it. So I'm not necessarily following the blueprint with this. I'm literally just doing it. And obviously I've done it before because I did it with the manifestation party and the podcast. And I built the website. And I, you know, it's just so many things that I've done without having prior knowledge. But I don't know. For this reason, this one just feels, I don't know, like I'm trying to do something that, that I'm not ready for, but it's, you can't wait to get all your ducks in a row. So let's talk about it, because you really can't. Sometimes you got to throw them damn ducks, you know. You got to grab them and push them across the street or whatever the case may be. You're not always going to have the luxury of getting all the things together. And I could tell y'all, even from my first event, when I had everything written down on paper, that was a very loosely followed script. Of course, it somewhat kept me on track, but when it came down to the nitty-gritty, it was all in my head. It was all me. It was just all me. So I believe in myself. I could do it. I just don't know why I'm having to do this whole big build-up every single time I tackle something. And that can be a problem, you know. This whole feeling of, you know, oh, you got to muster up the confidence and stuff like that. And I don't care how much people act like they don't have to do that. You do. Like, even some of the biggest celebrities and entertainers and just people that's doing great things, humanitarians, they talk about the nerves of how they feel before they do a thing. So I don't know. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about getting our ducks in a row. And what does that mean to you? To me, getting my ducks in a row is, like I just said, a very loosely followed plan. And the reason why it's like that for me, side note, I told y'all this was going to become a car thing just because, like, it's the only time I'm kind of alone. Number one, and I should probably bring my mic. I've actually bought a mic for this. I know y'all been like, ma'am, it's been years. You've been saying you was going to get a mic and stuff. And I did. I just don't implement it. like I say, ducks in a row. Well, since we're talking about ducks in a row, let's talk about the podcast. How about that? So when Crazy in Love started this podcast, clearly I was in love. And I didn't know whether I was in love with Crazy or if I was Crazy in Love, hence the name. Crazy in Love or in Love with Crazy. But in the midst of me starting the podcast, I started doing inner work. I started on my spiritual journey. And when I started on my spiritual journey, it kind of took a turn because I was quote-unquote healing. So as I was wanting more for myself, I was wanting more for the relationship. And I don't know, it just made me kind of look at the relationship. And then I kind of didn't like what I seen, but I wasn't like done with the relationship, but I wanted to move towards something a little bit more positive. I'm not going to say that didn't happen, because it's been growth all around for everyone, except we did not grow together. So that didn't happen, but when the podcast started, as far as ducks in a row, I didn't have my ducks in a row then. I just did it. And even now, I just do it. And I know that you guys could go listen to some very beautifully produced podcasts, because I do. If you go back, I have an episode where I talk to y'all about some of the podcasts that I listened to. During that period in time, I was working for the post office. For everybody that don't know, I was a mail carrier for 7 years. So I had a lot of time. Hence, you're not supposed to do that. But I mean, I can't, anybody that just sitting in a truck delivering mail all day, that's psychopathic. You have to be listening to something. It's repetitive. It's your mind will turn to mush, in my opinion. Anyway, so I used to listen to podcasts, and that really helped with my healing journey as well. And if you go back and listen to that podcast, I talk about all the podcasts that I was listening to at that time. Now that I'm not at the postal service, I don't listen to podcasts as much, but I still listen to them every now and then, like if I'm on an extremely long drive, something like that. Sometimes I still listen to them, and there's some that are just going to be beneficial until the end of time. One of the things I like about podcasts is that they are forever, essentially, unless you delete it. And so I have thought many times about going back and deleting something that I have said on the podcast, because I worry about where I'm going. And if I go to where I think I'm going, which not necessarily fame, but I mean, everything I do is under my name, period. Like everything. Abstract Living, Queens Building Castles, Crazy in Love, anything that I have written, essays for folks. I've done a lot, and I think I do need to toot my own horn now that I'm saying it out loud. But everything is under my name. So it's like, I don't know. I think I care more about being authentic than having my ducks in a row. But let me get back to it. That's one reason why I wanted to start a podcast. Number one, I had something to say. And number two, I just love the aspect of something living forever. I'm someone that journals. I go back and read my journals from time to time. And it just gives you a different aspect of where you were in that place in your life. And I know even now, like, I'm nowhere, I'm way, like, the mind frame I am is so different than the mind frame when I first started this podcast. However, those first episodes more than likely will help, you know, people, because I was really going through shit. It's just like I'm going through shit now. I'm going through imposter syndrome. I'm going through, for everybody that don't know, I'm in my late 20s. So I'm right there with that group of people that is lost as fuck. Like, I'm lost. I don't know what I should be doing, how I'm gonna get there. I'm noticing everything wrong with the world. I was one of those people that left, you know, when they was talking about the great resign. I absolutely left my job and have not turned back and do not feel bad about it. But I'm also living in this world where I think a lot of people my age is living in, where we're just so damn unsure. You know, the things that was promised to us is not going to exist in a few years. And I think that's more the reason not to wait until you got your ducks in a row. Jump out there. And I know y'all like, well, bitch, you just said it ain't necessarily that great. I understand that, but it's better then. It's better than the life I was living. It's better than me getting up 6 o'clock in the morning, going to a job, not getting home to 5 p.m., hot, sweaty, tired, too tired to think. Too tired to thank y'all. Like, eating trash. I was eating trash because I was always in a rush. I had limited time with my family. People don't know, when you work at the post office, you work on Sundays. They think because the post office is quote-unquote closed. No. And then we also thought when Amazon got their own factories that it was going to, like, make less work for the post office. But no, like, the postal service has turned into a delivery system for packages. Of course, it's still mail, but most of the mail is junk mail. It's like, I just did not see retiring from the job. Also, I didn't like the amount of people that was going out with surgeries and how the post office just didn't give a fuck. Like, they just ain't care. I have watched people get close to retirement age, or maybe they want to stay over their retirement age, and I have watched them make it harder for them. I have watched, you know, I just not seen too much for that to be in my life. And I'm not knocking anybody that's there, because we all was told it was a great job, and that's what held me in that space for so long. You know, coming on the other side, I put a TED Talk up not too long ago. I speak about a time I was off one day, and my daughter watched Steven Universe, the movie, right? And on that movie, at the end, they did, you know how back in the day they had special features, just like the same thing, but you know, it just rolled into it. It didn't, you know. It didn't, like, it wasn't like a diss or anything. So, on Steven Universe, the movie, they had a special feature, and it showed how the soundtrack was made. And on it, I will never forget this, because I was flabbergasted. They went to the beach. I don't know who pays for this type of stuff, but they went to a beach. It had to be a team of at least 9 or 10 people, and I think, I don't know if they stayed there for 3 days or a week, but they stayed there for a while, and they wrote songs, and they hung out, and they ate, and they did all these things. And that's when I knew that I wanted to be in the creative field, because these folks was technically on a vacation, right? Where they get to clear their mind so they can write the best songs to go with this movie, right? And the fun fact about Steven Universe, because like I told y'all, I watched it. They wrote the movie around the songs. And that's wild to me. But let me continue. Yeah, that's when I knew that I didn't want to live in this world, because at the end of the day, your reality is created by you. It's created by how you perceive yourself and how you perceive the world. And right there, and like I say, this was during my awakening, it hit me that everybody don't work hard. It's like it just hit me, like, everybody don't work hard. Everybody is not hustling and bustling and rushing their kids somewhere and missing out on holidays and making decisions about life based off of what they have. A lot of people is not making those type of decisions. But when I seen that, that's what made me want to be a creative. I can really say it inspired me, because to see this group of people to go to a beach, have silence away from everything, and just come together, community and unity, and write some songs, which are great songs, by the way, and that's their job. They got paid to do it. It wasn't hard to do it. It was soft, you know, and that's what I wanted to do. And I put in my mind, that's what I want to do. And the longer I tried to stay at the post office, the louder the chaos got. I had conflict with coworkers. I had conflict, a lot of conflict with management. It was just a lot. It just kept going. When I used to go in, I used to feel so like the energy would just bring me down. It used to bring me down. I hated it. I hated going in. And although it was my job and I had made it to the spot that everybody say to make it to, just wait. Wait till you get your own route. Your own route. Your own route. That's what everybody kept telling me. Wait till I get my own route. And I had my own route. And I did not feel better. I did not feel better. It felt worse. It felt like, and fun fact, I started working for the Postal Service technically when I was 19. I worked for the Postal Service in New York. I took a break and then I started back working for the post office maybe at 21, 22, somewhere in there. No, it couldn't have been 22 because I worked there for 7 years. I don't know. Yeah, the first time I worked when I was 19, but I don't remember coming right back. So let's say 20. But then that's like me coming right back. It probably was, honestly, y'all. I have to do a whole timeline with my jobs. But I did have a job in between the post office in New York and the post office in Georgia. I worked at a doctor office. And okay, anyway. But when we talk about getting ducks in a row, sometimes that can hinder you. And that's what I'm going through now. Like, I want to have this plan. I'm looking at videos. But at some point, you got to start the research. All the TikTok videos y'all got saved. All the Facebook videos y'all got saved. All the little notes you done made. All that shit in your head. It's time to put it into motion. It's time. Nothing's going to come if you keep waiting. You know what I mean? The post office was giving me hell. So, and you can get written up and stuff like that. And for stupid shit, y'all, I got written up for hand to God, y'all. Hand to God. I kid y'all not. I got sick. This was the second round of Corona. You know, when Corona turned into something else. I got that before they knew what it was. I went to the doctor, right? And the doctor was like, you're contagious. We don't know what it is. Don't go to work. I had a doctor's note and all. And I still got written up. And that's when I knew that I wasn't going to stay. Because you don't respect me. And I can't stay at a place that don't respect me. And y'all, I felt like I was on my deathbed. And only my family really know. But I laid in bed for at least 4 or 5 days. I couldn't really move. I was just real sick. Like, I didn't really move. I remember laying on my bed with my back propped up. Just struggling. I don't think I ate. I don't think I did nothing. It was almost like I was in a hospital bed, but I was at home. And I don't know. The compassion, anything that was needed to make me feel like I was valued as an employee did not happen. And that's when I knew that I was done with the job. Because I got written up, so now I'm fighting for my job. That's why the post office have a union, y'all. Because they will try to fire you for any and everything, which makes zero sense, right? Because you want your employees to stay. But no, what's more important than employees staying is employee knowing their place. As in, come to work no matter how you feel. And I can't disrespect myself like that. So I didn't. And then the second time was Juneteenth. This year, I don't remember what year it was. It had to be 21. Juneteenth became a federal holiday. Juneteenth became a federal holiday. We was not supposed to work. Oh, well, y'all got to work anyway. All right, cool. Y'all, it must was the ancestors. I don't know who it was, but when I got up, my car broke down as in not just no mechanical thing, as in I wish I could remember what it was. It was something major. I had to get it towed to a mechanic. What was it? It wasn't an axle. Maybe it was an axle, but it was something in my undercarriage where the car was pretty much on the ground. So this spirit telling me to sit, this will not stay, stay at home. You ain't supposed to be working anyway. And I did. And, you know, I let them know, hey, you know, my car just broke down. I'm not going to be able to make it, blah, 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 blah. Child, they were mad. And that's another thing that made me feel like I can't, once again, I cannot do this. Juneteenth is important to me. And I didn't want to go anyway, but I was going to push past, which is funny, right? Because at the end of the day, the people that should be getting off of Juneteenth, aka the black people, really not off if you think about it. Because Juneteenth being a federal holiday, no one's really closed, like, in the real world. Your fast food workers are still going to be at work. Everybody that work at a gas station, everybody that work any type of service job is still going to be at work. So it's still not like a day where black people get in the rest, if that makes sense. So that went against my alignment too. And then after that, they really was trying to fire me. And I filed a grievance and all the stuff that I was supposed to do, but I had no intentions of going back. I pretty much knew I was quitting. And that was a part of the quiet quitting. Because what happens after they write you up or whatever, they will suspend you. Now, you could be suspended from 2 weeks to, I don't know, to a year, to however long they want you to be suspended to, y'all. And I've been suspended 3 times, all for being sick, right? All for being sick, with excuses, without excuses. So, in my mind, I'm like, I'm in my 20s, like I told y'all. You can't retire to what, like 65 from the post office, 65, 67? Can I see myself doing this and battling every time I do something y'all don't like? No. So I took the plunge and I jumped out there, and I don't know, she just been working out. So I would never regret leaving, you know. I never regret leaving the postal service, and I just want everybody to kind of love themselves and respect themselves enough to say, to know when a job not working for you. Because a lot of us are mad because the job is not working for us. And I mean, you can deny this or whatever, but a lot of people, y'all know, are mad because the job is not working for them. And you take it out on the people around you. You know, you can be mean, you can be nasty, you can be short with people, you cannot give the best service, not give the best care. Oh my goodness, the nurses in the hospital, I wonder. You know what I mean? Yes, I know y'all went to school for it and you in debt and all that good shit. But sometimes you have to walk away for your sanity. For you, not for nobody else. And so, when we get back to ducks in a row, don't wait for that shit. Like, just do it. Just do it. Whatever you want to do, just do it. If you think, if you always looked at painters and smiled and wondered what's that like, do it. What's stopping you? And my biggest thing is I'm my own hype man. And I just told y'all that at the top of the episode, where I feel like I have to build myself up repeatedly. For anything that I have done, I have to build myself up. I have ran a Facebook group before. You know what I mean? I have sold at the flea market before. I have been a vendor before. I have done so much shit that it's like, I'm still finding my way, but I'm constantly trying new things. And I'm not going to settle because I invested in something. I invest in so much. Like I told you, I'm about to build a backdrop. I don't know if I'm going to use this backdrop ever again, but that's where I'm at right now. You know, that's how I feel. I feel like this is what I want to do. And I think we got to start going by that. And maybe it's just me, because I've been studying human design, and I'm a manifesting generator. Or is it general? I think it's generator. So that just means, you know, that I need to do things by how it makes me feel, not by job security or none of that shit, because that stuff is man-made, you know. And I know that I somewhat come across as someone that's just like not living in the real world, but I just explain to y'all. Somebody, a group of people got paid to go to a beach and write music for an animated series that did great, an animated movie, you know, and if it's a soft life available, it's available for you too. And even if you're someone that's like, well, I'm not good with that, I'm more of a bronze person, that's right, and that's beautiful. But it's room for you too. You know, if you enjoy working with your hands, you like getting hot and sweaty, all that good stuff. I'm not telling nobody to leave their job, but make sure that job is treating you with love and respect. And just work for really great people. Because we are at a point in society where people, companies need to understand that I'm investing in you as well. You know, I give you guys a side story. Here where I stay, we have a hospital that's been the same hospital since I was born. I was born there. My mama was born there. Now it's under a new name, Piedmont. And now everybody that's there, their retirement is up in the air. And that's wild to me. And on top of that, y'all, people that stayed longer than 20 years was promised additional money. Now that it's time, they can't find the money. How sickening is that? How sickening is it that a company could do that to you? When you know, and like I said, the post office, I was watching people go out with knee surgery and shit. Like, you really investing in this job only for this job to say F you at the end. And people like, I don't know, everyone's acting like it's not that big of a deal. And like I say, y'all, I know I'm a daydreamer. I know I'm whimsical, but those are all the qualities I like about myself. Even when I'm frustrated with myself and I want me to be, you know, just on the track and stick to it and this, that, I love my diversity. I love that I move on. And that's something that I have to, like, although I have to hype myself up, it's also not a negative trait. You know what I mean? Like, your biggest hype man should be you, low key. But it's also great to have support, too. That's wonderful. But I just want everyone to not wait to get your ducks in a row. Just do it. The world would be way more fun if everybody just did shit. Without wanting it to be perfect. Without worrying about who's looking or who's saying, oh, here she go trying something else. She don't stick to nothing. Yeah, but you sticking to a job. And how insane is that? You stick it to something that doesn't even matter. That's man-made. What are you putting on this earth? And everybody is not a creative, but I just feel like everybody has something to give. You have a story to tell. You got something to build. You got something to create. You have something to cook. You have something that comes out of you that's a part of you. That these jobs will tie you down and they will kill that little piece of you that wants more. It will take it from you. And I talk about the Celestine the Celestine prophecy all the time, y'all. It's a book, but it's written like an adventure book. But I keep bringing up this book because it speaks on all the facts. And the facts of the matter is jobs were created to be a distraction to keep you from knowing why you are here. You have to look inward. You know, when you, and that's why my last episode when I was talking about silence, that's really what I was getting at. I haven't really been feeling like I have had time to think. But it's not nobody's fault. It's mine, right? Because I can remove myself. I can go sit in the field, which I used to do quite often. I can go sit at a park. I can do something to get myself to the next level instead of, you know, turning to everybody around me and saying, oh, y'all need to be quiet. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of us, that's how our mind think, is to look outwards for a solution instead of looking inwards. Inward would be me moving, you know, go ahead about my business, finding a spot or whatever I need to find so I can get done what I need to get done instead of outwardly wanting everybody to give into what I want so I can move forward. And that's getting your ducks in a row. Getting your ducks in a row is you doing your shit because you're ready instead of waiting for your outward to look the right way. You know what I mean? You got your ducks, y'all ready to cross the street. You waiting for the cars to stop. Well, they ain't stopping. So what you gonna do? Right? You gonna wait for them to stop, or you gonna pick them up and you gonna make a run for it? Because you're running out of time. You know what I mean? You wanna achieve this thing. You're not running out of time. Let me backtrack. You're not, because you got plenty of time. But you ready to go. You ready. And you just sitting there waiting for everybody else to say, come on. You got this, wanting all the cars to stop on the expressway so you can cross the road with your little ducks. No. Pick them up and cross the road. Run. Do whatever you got to do to get there. Because I talked to y'all about spiraling up. And I'm someone that spirals up. Is that some, so you know how people be like, oh, my life, you know, I'm in a downward spiral. Yeah, but you could be in the up one too. Just because you're doing a repetitive thing don't mean you're doing it the same way. You know what I mean? Which each cycle you're improving. And I can honestly say this is true. Like, I can do shit faster because I've done it so many times. It's the same aspect. I just want y'all to take them qualities that being taught to you so you could be a sufficient worker bee. Use that stuff for you. And it's not always in no money making mode, because I don't always make money. But my whole goal in life, like, I honestly feel like spirit always told me this, is I am a support beam. I'm a support beam. I'm supposed to support people and their dreams and their goals, which is how Queens Building Castles was built. Queens Building Castles is dedicated to the black women in business, you know. So I already knew what my thing was, because I think people forget behind a star is a whole production team. And everybody can't be a star. And everybody don't want that, you know. No, pick somebody else. So with that being said, find y'all place in the world. Don't worry about getting them ducks in a row. Gather them and cross the road. So I'm going to leave y'all with this today. What is something that you want to achieve that you just terrified of for no reason other than you? And we not, don't talk about you got a job, you got a kid. No. Because those are excuses. That's outward. We talking about your fear and why you are afraid of achieving something that you want. And it could be, it could be so many reasons you could be fearful of succeeding. And one would be you're afraid that you'll lose the friends you have. You know what I mean? And then maybe go into details of why you feel like you won't be friends with Sandra anymore if your life was to improve. Do you feel like you and Sandra's relationship is superficial? Do you feel like Sandra see you one way and wouldn't be happy for you? Like, go into details to figure out why you feel this way. And how are your feelings holding you back from achieving something you want to achieve? Because we talk about spiraling up. And everybody think that they got to have all the tools at the same time. If you want, I don't know, if like I'm talking about building a backdrop. I'm not going to go get all the supplies today. Number one, I can't afford it. That's first and foremost. I may go get the wood today. I may draw it out today. I may figure out where I'm going to get a jigsaw from. But I'm not going to bear myself down by trying to line my ducks up. I'm going to gather, which means I'm going to figure out what I can do today and do it. That's it. And then we'll go from there. So with that being said, y'all, I thank y'all so much for listening to this podcast. I say it every single time because I really enjoy it. I really do. I really enjoy this podcast, and I go back and listen to these episodes, and I be dropping gems. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all. I wish you guys the best. No lining up them ducks. Figure out where you want to go so you can start moving towards that. And I do recommend finding someone with a similar resume. that looks like where you want to go, I do recommend that, but that ain't the blueprint. You know what I mean? It's great to have inspiration, but you the inspiration, you know? All right, y'all. Till next time.